Depending on the Lord, yet one more time.
Amen.
Desire your prayers. We look into his word. As always, desire that the word that the Lord, believe the thoughts and the word that the Lord has given, that it would be shared in the, excuse me, in the way that he would have it. So always dependent on him for that. I was just thinking about, just in general, we come to service and we hear God's word, and you know, and I believe we hear it, the word encourages us. Sometimes it challenges us, and sometimes it's just depending on maybe things that we're going through at the time, and we're seeking the Lord. But also want to encourage different ones that, you know, God is always dealing and working with each and every one of us, and we know always at the end of the message there's an opportunity to seek the Lord in an altar of prayer. And, you know, it doesn't necessarily matter what the message is on. If God has been dealing with you and talking to your heart, and if unrelated to the messages, you have a need before the Lord, seek God. Yeah. Even if it's not related to the message, God, the point is, well, God's spirit is here. And when he's dealing and when he's working with each and every one of us, our responsibility is to respond to him. So don't take that for granted. I know Brother Henry's always mentioning that. Don't take it lightly. God's dealings. Take advantage of an altar of prayer. There is something special, and I may have said this before. I'll say it again. And this is not the message, but I just felt inspired to say it this morning. I believe there's something extra special that you get when you bow at an altar of prayer. You can reach God on your car, at home, on your bedside, wherever you are. But I believe there's something extra that God blesses when you bow down at an altar of prayer. When you acknowledge before others and before God that I have a need and you seek God, I believe there's something special that you get from that. Amen. So the thought this morning is about steadfast and unmovable. And I'm going to spell these words the way it's spelled in the scripture. So I'm not misspelling them. I'd like to begin in the scripture. A very familiar text of scripture is found in 1 Corinthians. It's the 15th chapter and it's the 58th verse. 1 Corinthians 15 and 58.
Therefore, my beloved brethren.
Be ye steadfast,
unmovable,
always abounding in the work of the Lord,
always abounding in the work of the Lord,
for as much as ye know
that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Therefore, my beloved brethren, there are several words that really really pull out to me in this scripture. It says, be ye steadfast and unmovable. And we're going to talk about those this morning by the help of the Lord. Always. That word always, abounding in the work of the Lord. So each and every one of us have a work to do. And it says, always abounding in the work of the Lord. As ye know, for as much as ye know, that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So we know this is a writing of the Apostle Paul to the Corinthian church. And he's endeavoring to encourage them and inspire them to help them to maintain their hope and their victory in the Lord. So his encouragement to
the saints there at Corinthian. And it's something, you know, isn't it wonderful that we can still receive an encouragement and a blessing from God's word. Here, this was meant for the church. Whatever the things that they were going through and dealing with at that time, Brother Paul felt inspired and encouraged to give them some words to uplift and encourage them. And the blessing in it is that even now, thousands of years later, we can take the words that was meant for them and it can be an encouragement and inspiration to us. So even now, in today's time, in 2026, that we're encouraged to be steadfast and to be unmovable. Steadfast and unmovable. So what are the, that's pretty straightforward, isn't it? When we think about what these words mean, steadfast is firmly fixed in place. It's firmly fixed in place. And unmovable, it means immovable, right? Not able to be moved, right? So when you think about these two words, they really mean the same thing. And as we learn, as we study God's word, that's an emphasis, isn't it? You might use a different word, but when it says the same thing, so Brother Paul was trying to make a specific point to the saints here in Corinthians. I want you to be steadfast. I want you to be unmovable. I want you to hold on. Hold on to the truth that God has enabled us to share and get a hold to it and hold on to it. Don't be moved by it. I think about this kind of analogy. Ships and boats, they have anchors, right? And we understand the purpose of an anchor. When a little ship, doesn't matter the size, right? If there's a boat or a ship that's out on the waves, if it's not fixed in a spot, it's going to go somewhere. Right? The different waves and the waves of the water and then the currents of the wind, it's going to cause whatever it is to move around. So what they have is anchors, right? And the bigger the ship, the bigger the anchor needs to be, right? So what happens is these heavy weights are, you know how it works? I'm no expert at all, but they lower them to chains and they make it so these big heavy weights sit on the bottom, right? And the point is they are meant to keep that vessel in a fixed position so that when the waves come along that it doesn't move, or when the winds blow, it's fixed and it's set. So it prevents it from drifting due to winds and waves or currents by digging into the bottom, and it's providing resistance. So now think about it like this. We are consider us all this morning. If you allow me to make this analogy, you and I are ships. We are ships on the sea of life this morning. So now, as it relates to each and every one of us, the storms of life are going to come. The winds are going to blow. But where are we? Do we have are they going to shake us? Are they going to move us from what be steadfast and unmovable? We have been blessed with God's word. It's been given to us. As we're on the sea of life, when different things come our way, is it going to have an effect on us? We heard a message last Sunday about making our calling and our election sure. You know what? In this life, we have to be anchored to something, and it better be God's word. Or we're not going to be able to be steadfast and unmovable, will we? One song said, "Be very sure that your anchor holds and that it grips the solid rock." So in this verse, I like to look at this as twofold here. The writer says, as it relates to this verse, let nothing shake your faith. We heard about faith a little bit this morning. And as Brother Woody said, faith is a big subject, and we just barely scratched the surface. But the point being, don't let anything shake your faith. Right? We talked about this morning. Faith is things that we, it goes beyond what we see. Someone mentioned the analogy this morning about it's light in the darkness. Right? That's what faith. So as we go through this life, we're encouraged to let nothing shake our faith. Let nothing, the writer says, move you away from the hope of the gospel. Don't let anything that comes along disturb you or move you from the hope of the gospel. They said the work of the Lord. So we all have a work to do. The work of the Lord, one of the works is obedience to his word. That's one of our works that we have. Obedience to his word. And then in addition to that, then each and every one of us, we're also workmen. We're workmen or workwomen in the kingdom of God. And it's our job and responsibility to bring glory and honor to his name and be good to his creation. And we are, because of that, then we are his servants on this earth. Right? So we are, as it states here, unmovable. Part of that being steadfast and unmovable is obedience to his word and the work. And that, so that's work for us. As us being obedient to his word and then endeavoring to bring glory and honor and praise to God. We're endeavoring to be vessels of honor. So part of that also in that steadfast and unmovableness is us, you and I, each and every one of us being faithful. Being faithful to God. Recognizing that there's going to be different ones. Maybe there's somebody that's going to come along that's going to try to discourage us and try to hinder us. Always have been, right? We call them naysayers, don't you? But you know what? We got to hold on to what God has given us. Hold on to it now because we talk about it's a double blessing because we get the benefits now and then we have a reward that we're endeavoring to make it to by the help and by the grace of God. So it seemed like here recently there's been a lot of the Lord been giving thoughts about encouraging things, encouraging the people of God. And I'll talk about endeavoring to endure as we go through this life. And now we got to stand fast by the help and grace of God and be unmovable. So let's hold on to what God has given us in his word and know that the hope that we have in this gospel, it has been and will forever be true. Hold on to the fact that, yes, we can have a surety, although we weren't there, we read it in his word, so we believe that Jesus was born. We believe that, and don't let anybody tell you otherwise. Be steadfast and unmovable in that. We believe that he was born. We believe that he died. We believe that he rose again. Right? And we can, all of us that have accepted Christ and his spirit within our hearts, we recognize that he's living within us because he sent his spirit back. And I want you to know, to be encouraged and know that one day he's coming back. I know it's been talked about for thousands of years, maybe. But it's going to happen. And we got to hold on to that and that word that has been passed down to us. We got to believe it and stand on it and know that it's true and it's going to come to pass. He's coming, right? So then what is our job now? We got to endeavor by his grace to further the kingdom of God. That's in me being steadfast and unmovable, I got to obey his word, but I want to do what he requires of me to do so that I can further the kingdom of God. I'm thinking about a particular verse of song. You know what? You can use words if you have to. But you know the best way to further the kingdom of God is with your life. The songwriter said, let a holy life tell the gospel story. You know, that's the most important thing in terms of showing what you have on the inside, expressing it out, is living it on a daily basis. And you know what? What's going to happen, what's going to be the end result of it is when you live it, it's going to just be part of you. So it's going to come out anyways, so you won't be able to keep it down, right? So let's be encouraged in that way. So when we think about being steadfast and being unmovable, it requires, like we talked about again this morning in Sunday school, faith. And faith is centered around hope, isn't it? Right? So the verse of song is, that we sing this song from time to time, 198. And one of the verses says this. The blessed hope, the second verse, we have within us, the hope that we have within us, it's an anchor to the soul. And it's both, it's steadfast and it's sure, right? So that hope, what we sing about, we know it's steadfast and it's sure. Why? Why is that so? Because it's founded on the promises of God's written word and will evermore endure. So we can be encouraged to know this morning that we have a hope. We have a hope. We have a something that we're looking forward to because it's founded on God's holy word this morning. So I have a warning for us this morning. As it relates to us being steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. So we have to be steadfast and unmovable in his word. So we recognize that as we go through this life, there's going to be things that come along. Maybe it's things that we experience individually. Maybe there's different things that maybe we experience in our family that would endeavor to shake us and move us off of the word that God has given us. But our instruction by the writer was to be steadfast and unmovable and obedient to what God's word is. So there's a warning that's given to us in the 22nd chapter of Revelations. And it seemed like in the world that we're living in today, that mankind wants to try to take liberties and deciding what is and what is not. But there's a warning that's given here to us, and I want us to take note of it this morning. It's Revelation, the 22nd chapter. And you know, I take note that these are some of the last few verses that we have in the Bible. But there's something critical here in this. In the 22nd chapter and the 18th and the 19th verse. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words
of the prophecy of this book.
If any man shall add to these things,
God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book.
And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy,
God shall take away his part out of the book of life,
out of the holy city,
and from the things which are written in this book.
So here we're given clear instruction and direction that we've been given this word and we are to obey it. Right? And it says here, don't take any liberties to add anything to it, and don't take liberties and say something doesn't apply. So there's a warning here that's given, and it lets us know if we choose to go in that direction, there's going to be some consequences. So it says here that if I try to take liberty now to add something to it, then I'm going to be subject to the plagues that are in this book. You can go through the Bible and read about plagues. All right? Now, I want you, all of the time that there was a plague associated with something, it was not good. Okay? somebody died. That you can go, you don't believe me, go through it and read it. And every plague, there was death. So God, the instruction here, don't add nothing to it. Death is going to be the end of that thing, essentially. And then if I want to try to take something away now, then he's going to take my name out of the book of life. If I want to try to take some liberty and say, oh, I know what it says in here, but I think about it a little differently, I wouldn't advise that. Because then God, who's the one who's going to be standing at the judgment, and he's going to be measuring each and every one of us by this book, by this one, book and this alone. I'm not going to be able to bring my own book to him. I can't stand at the judgment and say, well, God, this is the book that I lived by. Measure me on this one. It's not going to work. The word says, be steadfast and unmovable, right? So that's my responsibility that I have, right? I have to hold on to that. No jot or tittle of God's word shall fall to the ground. It shall fulfill itself in its due time. So the other thing is, for us to, we have to be careful with this. Don't mess with his word. That's the essence of that thought. And so in us being steadfast and unmovable, God has given it to us. Let's hold on to it. Hold on to it and just measure up to it as we go through this life. Maybe there's something in it that we're having some difficulty with. Ask the Lord to help you. Say, God, I need some help here, because whatever it is, he has what we need. Because if we want to get to his reward, then we got to meet his conditions. So in thinking about this being steadfast and unmovable, the success of us being how steadfast and unmovable each and every one of us is directly tied to our relationship that we have with God. And it's up to each and every one of us as we learn about this. Maybe some we've been taught it and it's been passed down to us from generation to generation. Maybe some they're just getting to know about it. But my encouragement to each and every one of us is, And that what's going to required for each one of us to be able to make it is to get a hold of this. To get a hold of this, and we talked about last Sunday afternoon, to take it and hide it in our hearts. And be encouraged by it, to know that God has what we have. And it's up to each and every one of us to get a hold of it individually. You know, it's a blessing to be able to have different ones maybe that have gone before us, maybe different ones that we look up to, and they've been an encouragement and inspiration to us, and that's a blessing. But you know, it's going to take reach. I've got to be steadfast and unmovable for my own self. And this is something that we can look in God's word and recognize. There's been ones that have paved the way for others. Right? But there came a point in time for those that were paving the way, they were off the scene. And those ones coming behind, they had to pick up the mantle, didn't they? And they had to go on with it. I'm reminded of some verses here. Remember in Joshua when Moses died. So we recognize that Moses was a man of God, but Moses didn't live forever. So he had some that he was working with that was coming behind him. They had to get a hold of the word that was passed down, just like Moses did. Just as God revealed himself to Moses and spoke to him, those that came behind him, they had to get a hold of God for themselves too, so that they could hear what God would have for them to say. So let's turn to Joshua. Joshua, he was the one that came after Moses. But he had to get a hold of some things for his own self, didn't he? So let's look at Joshua, the first chapter. Start reading at verse 5, reading down through verse 7.
Joshua 1, 5 through 7.
There shall not any man be able to stand before thee.
There shall not be any man that shall be able to stand before thee.
All the days of thy life.
All the days of thy life. So God here is making, giving an assurance to Joshua now and letting him know there's not going to be any man that's going to be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. Excuse me. As I was with Moses,
so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee.
Really, we read this recently, but he was encouraging Joshua, the same way that I was with my servant Moses, I'm going to be with you as well. Oh, but that wasn't all now. He had some additional instruction that he wanted to share with Joshua, so he endeavored to do that. He said, be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shalt thou
divide
for an inheritance of the land,
which I swear unto their fathers
to give them.
Only be thou strong
and very courageous,
that thou mayest observe
to do according to some of the law.
All
it said all of the law,
which Moses my servant commanded thee.
Turn not from it to the right hand
or to the left hand.
That thou mayest
prosper
whithersoever
thou goest.
So here was the encouragement that God was given to Joshua. Moses was gone. Oh, but Joshua had to get a hold of it for himself. Be steadfast and unmovable. And his instruction to his live to all that God inspired Moses. And Moses endeavored to share that. So he said, live by everything, the law that Moses gave you. And he said, I don't want you to turn. Don't turn to the right. And don't turn to the left. Be steadfast, unmovable. And whithersoever, and then he said, if you do that, then thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. So when we look at this, and as it related to our own selves, we can recognize it's important for us to stay with it. Don't go to the left. Don't go to the right. What if other people are doing it, though? Does that make it all right? No. It said don't veer to the left and don't veer to the right. I'm thinking about, and I wanted to share this. I was blessed to have this word passed down from generations. And I remember the time when I had a conversation with my parents. You know, wasn't always saved. There was times growing up where I wasn't saved. And maybe the things that I was being taught, I had some resistance to them. Oh, but you know what I had to do? I had to get it for myself. And I remember having, and I don't know if my mother or father remember this, but I remember letting them know, I got it. I got a hold of it. I've picked up the mantle, the things, you know what? And sometimes it's more than just, we're taught it, but we got to get it for ourselves. So I remember the time when it said, I got it. I've picked up the mantle, and by the grace and by the help of God, I'm going to carry it on, and I'm going to teach it to my children. And you know what? Then they have to do the same thing I did. You know, they got to get it for themselves. All of them, they got to say, yes, I'm picking up this mantle and I'm carrying it on and I'm going to pass it down to the generations after me. Each and every one of us have to go through that for our own self. And they'll, you know, well, but I'm a preacher's kid. Isn't there some kind of exemption? No? Sorry. Doesn't exist. You got to get it for yourself. Amen. And in getting it for yourself, Be steadfast and unmovable. Take it for what it is. And if you, again, look to the Lord to help you. You know, all of us, maybe as we go through this life, we come across things that we just have to say, Lord, I need some more of you. Help me, Lord. So in our being steadfast and unmovable, the scripture says, always abounding in the work of the Lord. So I have a job. My job is to obey his word. But then I have a responsibility now to carry on the work. To advance as a Christian. If I'm claiming to be a Christian, each and every one of us, we each have an individual responsibility to carry on the work of God. Wherever that might be, whatever it is, doesn't matter. You might think, well, preachers. No, it's all of our responsibility. You know, you're in places I'll never go. So you have an influence, you have an impact, and you have a work. You have a work wherever you are, and you have a responsibility to advance the kingdom of God. Maybe you don't know the impact that your life has, but I'll encourage you this morning to be steadfast and unmovable. Keep being encouraged to know that your work that you're doing as you endeavor to live a holy and a righteous life to those that you come in contact with, maybe it seemed like there's no effect that's being had on those around you. Be encouraged that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. God is taking note of the work that you are doing in your little vineyard. And my encouragement this morning is keep being faithful. You know, sometimes we might see it, but sometimes we might not. So you know what we can do? We can do like the song. We can say, work on. Work on, toil on, till my work on earth is done. And by the living grace of God, I'm going to labor on. Doesn't matter about the results that I see. I'm going to just keep on laboring. Because I know that if I'm faithful, what I'm doing is not in vain. Somewhere, somehow, somebody may be blessed. And you know how I know this is true? Think about your own life. Those of us maybe that have been around for a few years, maybe you've had a few jobs. Can you remember maybe the first job you had? Was there somebody that kind of helped you in some kind of way? Did you learn something from them? And then you took what you learned from them and you've advanced in some years now. And you've taken something that you learned from somebody and you've been able to share it with somebody else. Does that first person, do you still in contact with them? Maybe not. They may never know the impact that they had on you in a natural sense now, on your life, the impact that they had on your life. Did you ever tell them? They may never know. But just somebody taking time with you, maybe when you were just getting started, and how it's blessed and helped you to be able to help somebody else. I think about my own career. I'm an architect, and I think about as I came through different jobs, I had different ones that gave me special attention to help me grasp a hold of certain things maybe that I was struggling with. Maybe an area of my profession where I didn't feel comfortable or didn't feel I had the confidence that I needed, and they sat with me and helped me and gave me a clear understanding. And now I'm able to help somebody else in that same kind of way. Isn't that wonderful? So my encouragement to each and every one of us this morning is, in a spiritual sense, just know that even if you never know the impact that you have, know that your labor is not in vain. Keep being faithful. You're having an impact even when you don't realize it. And it's something maybe that somebody has picked up from you that they'll hold on to and maybe pass on to somebody else. And you know, one day God may, I don't know, in heaven maybe he'll let us know. But if he don't, that's all right too. But just know we can be encouraged by his word and know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. We all have a little bit of work to do. So let's just keep being faithful. You know, maybe we have somebody that's gone on to their reward that we used to look up to. And maybe they never knew the impact of the significance that their life had on you. I'm sure all of us could think about somebody that maybe, you know what, they really had an impact on my spiritual journey. They really helped me, encouraged me along the way, and maybe I never let them know. And they've gone on to their reward. Oh, but see, they didn't, at the time when they were living, they didn't know. And you know what? But be encouraged. Your labor is not in vain. Be steadfast and unmovable. Keep being faithful. God is working. And we're all in this together. We all in this together. Let's look at a few verses. One other verse in Corinthians. In Corinthians, the 3rd chapter and the 6th through the 9th verse. It lets us know that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. As we endeavor to work for the Lord, whatever little part that we play, just know that God has his hand in all of it. So 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter and the 6th through the 9th verse.
I have planted. Apollos watered,
but God gave the increase.
So then neither
is he that planteth anything,
neither he that watereth,
but God giveth the increase.
Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one.
Every man shall receive his own reward
according to his own labor.
For we are laborers
together with God.
Ye are God's husbandry.
Ye are God's building.
Isn't that wonderful? So as I endeavor to be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, whatever it is, it may be a little bit of watering. Maybe it's some planting. Oh, but in all of it, God is going to be the one that bestows the increase. So I can be encouraged to know that my labor in the Lord is not in vain. Because whatever my part I play, where I'm playing in the planting or if I'm in the watering, that's all it's all one. It's all part of what God is doing in his creation. So my responsibility is to be faithful. If God wants me to plant, then I'll plant. Then I don't have to worry about the watering because I'll leave that up to God. Will have somebody else that'll come in and water it. And then he'll provide the increase. So whatever, my encouragement to us, whatever work God has for you now, just be faithful in it. Be faithful. Even if you think nobody's taking note, nobody sees, God knows. God knows, and God is keeping a record. So be encouraged. Whether you plant, whether you water, just know God is going to bless all of it. As we labor, because we're all laborers together with God. So be faithful in your corner. That's the encouragement. Be faithful in your corner. You know what? Your corner might change. You might not always be in the same corner, but in the corner you're in now, be faithful in that one. And if God see fit to move you to another corner, be faithful in that corner too. So be encouraged that we're all laborers together with God, and God can bless and help us each and every one. We do nothing of ourselves. Nothing that we do is in reference to our own self, because we are laborers together with the work, the writer says, that God has given unto us. So be faithful in that, and God will bless it. I'd like us to look at one other verse in Galatians, the 6th chapter. and the ninth verse. As it is, sometimes as you get working through things and maybe you're not, you don't see results, I want you to be encouraged to keep on going on. Don't get weary. Don't get weary in the, in whatever a work that God has you in. Be not weary. Galatians 6 and 9. And let us not be weary in well doing.
For in due season
we shall reap if we faint not. Let us not be weary in well doing. Sometimes you can be going along and you just you get tired. But the encouragement this morning is be not weary in well doing. The Amplified says this. And let us not lose heart or grow weary and faint in acting nobly and doing right. And maybe you're in an environment where it seems like there's nobody around you that's endeavoring to live right. Don't get weary in though. Don't get weary in that. Just keep being faithful. Right? Keep being faithful. Just know that God is working some kind of way. So do not lose heart or grow weary or faint in acting nobly and doing right, for in due time and at the appointed season we shall reap if we do not loosen or relax our courage and faint. See, we all fight an enemy. The devil is out to get all of us. And you know what he would love more than anything else? Having somebody that's faithful up to a certain period of time. And then some kind of way they get discouraged and they lose hope and then they fall away. Oh, don't allow that to happen. Because I'm just letting you know now, the devil's out to get us all. The scripture says he came to steal and kill and to destroy. And he would like you, he would just love, you know, you're faithful up to a point and then you reach a limit. Keep on keeping on. Don't be weary in well-doing. Be encouraged to keep on going by the help and by the grace of God. God is keeping record of your faithfulness. Be encouraged to know that God is taking note. There's my servant. I got it there in their little corner being faithful. Maybe surrounded by just those that are not have the same desires that they have. Just keep being faithful. Isn't it wonderful that we can come to service and we can be encouraged by one another? You know, even though we all in our different corners where God has us doing work and maybe we experience different things, but we can come together and we can be encouraged one by another. I can be encouraged to know there's brother so-and-so, there's sister so-and-so, they're still encouraged, they're still inspired. I don't know what they're going through. I don't know what they're dealing with in their corner, but I see they're still encouraged, and that encourages me. And they can look at me in the same way. You know, sometimes we share different things that we go through, but a lot of times we don't. But we can be encouraged to know that that they're being faithful. Yeah, I see you. If you keeping on, I hear your testimony. I see you still encouraged to press on. That's an encouragement to me. Amen. And I can be inspired by that. And just I'm uplifted and encouraged by it. But even more than just me, know that God is taking note. God is taking note of your faithfulness and your being at your post of duty. So be encouraged, saints. We are all, the writer said, very apt to tire in duty, particularly in doing good. This we should carefully watch and guard against, particularly as it relates to doing good to others. You know, sometimes we're trying to be what God wants us to be, and maybe it seemed like that those around us, maybe you feel like they're taking advantage of it, or maybe they're not receiving it in the way that you would think it should be received. Just be encouraged. Keep doing good. Keep doing good. That's what our responsibility is, because I don't want to be weary in it. I don't want to have something where there's just that moment where I'm not showing God's love in the way that I should, and it has an effect on somebody else. So may God help us, each and every one. And the encouragement for us all, we recognize that we're endeavoring to gain a reward, right? And we have to always keep in mind, as we are steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, to know your labor is not in vain, because I'm endeavoring by his grace to get a crown. I got to gain, I got to get my, there's a crown with my name on it. And I have to get it. And nobody else is going to get it for me. Nobody's going to get my crown and bring it to me. I have to go get it. So in us being steadfast, in us being unmovable, let's always keep in our minds heaven. I'm endeavoring to get to heaven. And if I am faithful in whatever God has me in now and in the future, I know that he's got something, a crown that's waiting for me, and I have to go and claim it. Saints, be steadfast. Be unmovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord, because your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I pray that these words this morning have been an encouragement to you. And I always, one other thing, if you haven't got started, there's no greater time to start than now. There's always, God has something special for you. God has a specific work for each and every one of us. And the only way we're going to be able to get to it is to start. So if you haven't started, it's time to start. And if you have started, keep encouraged. Be steadfast, be unmovable, and be faithful in what God has you in now. And know that God will bless, and he will work now, and he's got a reward that's prepared for each and every one of us. I appreciate your time and your attention this morning.